The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more so that you may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
Now we come to the little one-chapter book of Philemon. What a marvelous book. There are 5 one-chapter books in the Bible, only one in the Old Testament, Obadiah. But in the New Testament, Philemon, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, all one-chapter books and their spiritual dynamite. There were 60 million slaves in the Roman Empire at the time Paul wrote to Philemon. Philemon was a master who owned slaves. He lived in Colossae, according to Colossians chapter 4. And one of his slaves was named Onesimus. Onesimus ran away from home, came to Rome where Paul was in prison, found Paul and administered to his needs. Paul had previously taught Philemon the truth and had converted him to Christ, and now he does the same with Onesimus. He converts Onesimus to Christ, and now he sends Onesimus back. During the Civil War days, brethren in America debated the book of Philemon. They said, see, that proves slavery is right because Paul sent the slave back home. Others said that the principles of Christianity practiced disintegrated the policy of slavery, and that's the truth. Where Christianity is practiced, man's inhumanity to man will soon dissolve itself. Although there was no specific legislation against slavery, the principles of Christianity caused it to crumble into the dust. And where men practice the principles of Christ, they'll never enslave their fellows. But while it did exist as an economic necessity, or at least as an economic reality, Paul cooperated with it under the heading, I suppose, of obeying the powers that be, Romans 13:1, of obeying the rules and the laws of the land. But that's not the important point in Philemon. The important thing is that Onesimus became a Christian. And Paul returns Onesimus with this letter that's such a beautiful treatise, telling Philemon to receive Onesimus back now, not as a servant, but preeminently as a brother beloved in the Lord. And Paul says, Philemon, if he owes you anything, just put it to my account. Howbeit, and this shows the sense of humor Paul had, he said, howbeit, Philemon, if he owes you anything, put it to my account, but you owe me your own self also. I doubt that Philemon sent Paul a very large bill of goods. But my favorite statement in Philemon is where Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was more guarded about the providence of God than some people today are who run around saying they know the Holy Spirit touched their life and told them to do this and so. Even under inspiration, Paul said, perhaps he left you for a season, that he might return to you forever. This is a great book, and it shows the temperament of Paul, his personality. It gives us an insight into day-by-day activities. I'm thankful for the little one-chapter book of Philemon because it's a cameo view of life in the first century in the Roman Empire as Christians lived it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Providence.